Remember the TV comedy The Golden Girls? The idea of four single, senior women living together may have provided the fictional backdrop for plenty of humor, but in real life, more people are choosing to live with roommates in retirement for serious reasons. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Sally Abrams, a nationally recognized expert on baby boomers and an award-winning journalist who has written about this trend.
Why do you think that we're seeing this growing trend among baby boomers, particularly women, who choose to share their homes with other women?
There are so many reasons. Of course, there's aging in place, which means people want to stay in their home or their community. And for women, there's the issue of safety. Some women want another person around to look out for them. Sometimes they become informal caregivers or friends, not always. You also have rising housing and health care costs. The lack of savings. There are 46 million Americans have less than $50,000 saved. Some can afford to live alone, but they want the company. And then you've got the longevity factor, where women outlive men, and the demographics. So pretty stunning. You've got more than a third of people 50 plus are single. So they're divorced, widowed, or never married. And one out of four over age 50 are divorced. One out of three boomers will be single in old age. And 7 out of 10 over 65 live alone. You also have this epidemic of loneliness and the acceptance of what they call the sharing economy, people pooling their resources. It's easier to find a roommate now. There are lots of companies, many online, that match roommates. And I spoke with one woman, an owner of a company called Silver Nest, and she was explaining that 70% of her clients are women.
Sally, could you just give us just some of the variations on the theme? What are some of the other scenarios you've come across in your reporting?
Mostly people who want to rent. It's not usually people who want to buy. I recently spoke with a woman who is going to sell her condo, and her sister is going to sell her condo. They live in different states, and they're going to consolidate and buy one place together. So some of these are siblings doing it, but mostly they are people who are unrelated.
Are you finding it prevalent in a certain age group?
I think it's more 60 plus. But I do think women, even in their late 40s now, are beginning to think ahead and are realizing that they have options that they didn't have before. And the homeowners in these large places are realizing that they don't have to give up their house. There is another way to share expenses and have someone around. And I know a lot of people who have suggested it to their parents. So the idea has been planted.
That was journalist and baby boomer expert Sally Abrams speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.